Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Hope you're having a great Monday morning. And we've got a great Monday morning show for you as well as we take a look at bone density, osteoporosis, aches and pains with our two guests, Lori Tyne Brody and Jill Tyne Nissenbaum. Always great to have them come by. And before we get to them, I want to talk a little bit with you about our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Jill Nadeau snuck into the studio, got her pickleball racket in hand, and she's ready to
time for pickleball, Larry. Always time for pickleball.
Well, I tell you what, you count on the Ideas Network for all these great discussions, and it's your gift, any amount that makes a big difference. And makes these discussions possible. It's the largest support of funding for our WPR programs, listener support, that is. And that's why your support right now, if you haven't given, do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's very important. Jill, how are we doing?
Well, last hour we heard from 19 new and returning members, so thank you for those gifts. And right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Duluth, Minnesota, and it means that they will match every dollar that you give.
Wow, it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So you can double your support right now for the programs you love at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Absolutely. Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. When you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. Make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we live in a generous society. We're quick to help a neighbor or a coworker in need, and we chip in for good causes. And you can continue that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
Jill, you know, there are some people who have never given to Wisconsin Public Radio.
No.
If you've never given to WPR before, step up and give right now. When you do, you'll be funding the programs you and many others benefit from every day. Many first-time donors give $100 or maybe $10 a month. The amount is totally up to you. The important thing is to make your first ever gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This drive, donate any amount, and you could win $1,000 to buy a bike or accessories. What would you buy?
I would buy one of those tandem bike attachments. My three-year-old, he'd love it if he could just bike right behind me instead.
A brand new saddlebag? Mine is so worn out.
Don't tell my other bike, but I would definitely upgrade to something newer.
One lucky winner will receive a $1,000 gift card for Wheel and Sprocket to spend on their new bike or cycling gear. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find out all the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter. So make your gift of any amount right now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we know that you value your time, and we value your time too. So give at Wisconsin Public Radio. It just takes a few minutes. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next minute or two to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, our dollar-to-dollar match is still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. So give now, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for that $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. You don't have to contribute. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details on that. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Sustainers making ongoing monthly gift, you are automatically entered.
Yes, and if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
Go ahead, Larry. No, you go ahead, Jill.
Okay, thank you. I was just going to say, Jim from Wanakee says, we pledge what we can afford, and this is one of our best investments, sort of like tuition in your graduate school of life. Is that awesome or what, Larry? That's perfect.
I love that.
I do too.
I love that. Your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've given. If you haven't, what the heck? Do it right now while you're listening to Lori Tyne Brody and Jill Tyne Nissenbaum. Lori's a physical therapist, athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Jill's an associate professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW Madison. And we're going to zero in a little bit on osteoporosis and kind of weak bones. Maybe you have some questions about brittle or weak bones. I hope you'll join in. Maybe you have some other questions for our physical therapist. Give a call at 800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. Lori, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It is good to be here on this lovely Monday, last day of summer.
Yeah, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, great to have you back as well.
It's great to be here. I can see the sun shining from my office window.
Well, that's good. So let's zero in for a minute or two on osteoporosis. First, maybe just basics. What is osteoporosis, Jill?
So an osteoporosis is bone mineral density. If we're going to get technical, is bone mineral density that is 1.5 or more standard deviations below kind of some norms that are established in postmenopausal women. So we kind of target that population knowing that once we hit menopause and we have a decline in our estrogen, we have a tendency to see a rapid decrease in bone mineral density, which puts us at risk for osteoporotic-related fractures. Whether it's in your thoracic spine or in your hip, that's a very common place, or in your lumbar spine. And so when we talk about osteoporosis, it kind of is your bone mineral density across a spectrum, and we're talking about that loss of density or thickness within your bones.
Hmm.
And that's different than osteopenia, right, Jill?
Right. Correct. Osteopenia is kind of the not as bad on the spectrum. So normal bone health would be a green light. Osteopenia would be you have a little bit of loss of density of your bones. That's kind of the yellow light. And then when you fall into the definition of osteoporosis, you actually have kind of that red light where, oh, this is not healthy for you.
Yeah. Are some people more likely to get it than others, Lori?
Well, as Jill will probably tell you, that the time to build your bone bank is when you're a teenager. That's the time when you lay down the bone that you're going to have for the rest of your life. So if you did not have sufficient nutrition when you were a teenager, now as an older adult, you will be at higher risk of osteoporosis.
That's exactly right. And although we think of osteoporosis as manifesting in the elderly, truly it is a disease of the adolescent, because you have a very specific window of time when you can really maximally fill your bone bank. And there's been a fair amount of research done on this, particularly in females. And what we're finding is the 2 years prior to and the 2 years after the onset of menses, or the adolescent girl's first period, seems to be the peak window. So the average girl gets her period at about age 12.4 years. So you think about that age 10 to age 14 or 15 window, which basically puts you in middle school, as being the peak time for bone mass accrual. And they've also looked at, well, which way is best to accrue bone mass? Is it diet or is it physical exercise or activity? And the reality of it is it's a combination of both. It's adequate diet and adequate vitamin D in our diet, which we can also talk about as being an issue with the sunscreen that we have to wear. And then it's also exercise, and specifically how you exercise. So it's not just go out and exercise, but it's truly odd, or what we call odd loading or odd impact on the bones, that really seems to make a difference. So we're kind of narrowing our focus in on not only the age population, but what we can have them do to set them up for success in the future.
Thinking about my own daughter, who is 17 now, and she's been involved in cross-country running from middle school on. Shorter distances, certainly at middle school. But I'm wondering about running and bone loss. Is there a connection?
Well, there's a delicate balance between osteoblastic activity and osteoclastic activity. So building up bone versus kind of some breaking down of bone. And you want to make sure that you're building up more than you're breaking down. And running is a great way to increase load on bone. And so running would definitely be something that we would encourage people to do. But it seemed to me, didn't your daughter also play soccer?
Yes, she did, and still
didn't
does.
She play volleyball too?
Yes, she did.
So right. what Lori and I are both getting at is the odd impact. So it's not just running straightforward, but it's those side to side movements and the torsional movements or the twisting movements, the kind of sudden change of direction that we're really finding is beneficial to bone. So yes, the running would be great, but she did it in combination with movements in many different planes, which is probably ideal. The reality of it is playing those other sports is great.
So in the older population, if you take that and you translate that to the older population, what I often see is people coming in and saying, how can I have osteopenia or osteoporosis? I walk every day.
Right.
And then the corollary to that is you're loading your bones in the same way over and over and over again. So the portions of your bone, and it's not the entire bone, it's portions of the bone that are being loaded when you're walking, those are strong, but other parts are not. So that's why you need those odd forces. And you mentioned earlier that Jill came in with her pickleball racket.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. That's exactly what you need. You're moving forward, backwards, sideways. You're swinging a racket, which helps with the bone density in your arm. The distal radius, or the end of your forearm bones, is one of the places where they measure for bone density. So having those kinds of forces and mixing up your walking with something like pickleball is great. Or when you're walking, don't always walk forward.
Right.
Walk sideways. Walk backwards. I know people might look at you funny, you know, but it's a great way to change how you're loading your bones.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, you don't want to be playing pickleball with Jill Nadeau, because she will crack that ball right into your nose if she has the chance. I can tell you that. She's the pickleball maven. And here she comes back in again to talk about our fall member drive. We're here to ask you to invest.
I play to win, Larry.
I know you do. I know you do. I've felt the bruises and the from getting racked, nailed with a ball. Well, we're here. Yeah. Let's talk about the public radio member
Let's
drive.
Let's do that.
Yeah. We are here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening. And because listener support's important, isn't it, Jill?
It absolutely is. You know, it's the biggest piece of funding for the program, the programs that you can count on, programs like the Larry Mueller Show. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in Duluth, Minnesota. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
From 11 to 12:30 every day, we take a break from the news and from politics, and we focus on advice topics like the outdoors or interesting things going on in the universe, at the university and in the state, health issues, finances. For example, today we're talking with our physical therapists who come by every month to help with physical problems. I've talked to so many listeners who have told me that Jill and Lori have made a huge difference for them or a loved one. And I'm sure you've heard that too, Larry.
I have indeed. And I think there's a not so secret ingredient to this winning recipe that we have here with this great information. That's listener support, really. And your support right now, you make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now that you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to make your gift. Well, the answer? Become a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing. Easy peasy.
A sustaining gift, it's really a powerful way of donating because it gives reliable funding for the programs you count on. You make an easy-to-pay monthly gift, and those donations add up to have a big impact on WPR. So choose an amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Put your skills to the test with the first ever WPR puzzle. What do you love about puzzles?
It forces me to slow down.
When you have the last piece and you click it into place and it's so satisfying.
Finding that one piece in the sky that's the same color as everything else around it that you've been searching for 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Piece together this round jigsaw to reveal the Wisconsin state symbols in the night sky. Wisconstellations. Up for the challenge? Ask for yours today when you give $12 a month or more.
Just give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listeners support the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And remember, we have that dollar-to-dollar match for up to $4,500 in effect right now. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Duluth, Minnesota, will double every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You support the things that make your life more meaningful, and I think Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things. Here you get information about events in our region and the world, and you also get music, humor, storytelling, advice.
Absolutely. And you will want a lot of news and information in the coming year. And your support now will make that possible. So make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with your gift of the amount that's right for you.
Our dollar for dollar match is still in effect, and we've got a long way to go on that. We've raised we raised a few hundred dollars here, but we've got a long way to go. Good chance for you to double your gift. Go now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your support of WPR go twice as far.
Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for your WPR puzzle. That's what I did. It is so cool. It's a circular jigsaw. And when you complete it, it reveals the night sky with a Wisconsin twist. And it's yours when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your gift today, and you will be increasing your support of WPR by twice as much as what you say you're going to give, right?
Absolutely. Twice as much. Oh, my gosh. Your gift is so important right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your contributions, as I'm sure Jill Tyne Nissenbaum and Lori Tyne Brody do as well. They're both big supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio. They do it in a lot of ways. And one of those ways is by being here to answer your questions. And we have a caller online. You can join in, by the way. Number to call, 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Mark in Kimberly has something for us, so let's go there. Mark, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm recently diagnosed. I got a T-score in the lumbar of -3. Mm. And I'm questioning the treatment there. You're going to put me on an analog to parathyroid hormone for a couple of years, injecting it. Designed to build up more bone, but what about, it seems like this could be a problem. You're weighing down good bone over bad bone, and, you know, the science doesn't seem right that you're forcing the body to do this, and bothers me.
You're wondering, yeah, you're wondering. Mark, thanks for calling. Comment on that, Jill?
So is it a bisphosphonate that they're providing you with, Mark? Or exactly what is the medication? I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, like I said, it's an analog for parathyroid hormone.
Okay. So are you being seen by an osteoporosis specialist?
Yeah, an endocrinologist.
Okay. So those are really the people to manage this. There's a large variety of interventions, both medication as well as activity and exercise that are used to manage this. Typically, endocrinologists or specialists at an osteoporosis clinic are the ones who manage this. They tend to start with what they think are the safest and most useful interventions and see how your bone density scores change or stabilize with those medications and how well you tolerate them. If that's not working, they will go on to another class of medications. But typically, a good clinician will try some different medications as well as talk to you about diet, get nutrition involved, and exercise. Many times they'll have classes for people with osteoporosis. They'll have educational seminars, et cetera.
Right. And one of the most challenging things with osteoporosis is bone. Changes in bone happen slowly over time. So it's going to take a while for you to see these changes. And so it's one of those things you kind of have to stick with and really make a good lifestyle change to show this improvement. Like Lori said, it's a delicate balance between finding the appropriate medication, the appropriate dosage, the appropriate amount of exercise and diet, is really important in addition to the risk of the fracture. So if you're at risk of a fracture and, for example, at risk of a fall, this could be very tragic for you. And so endocrinologists, geriatricians, bone health specialists all take all this into consideration when they're trying to decide how to manage the individual with osteoporosis.
And here's a guy with osteoporosis, as we were talking earlier, that is most likely to happen among women. Is that correct?
Well, it's more common in women, but it can certainly happen in men. And there are some contributing factors that we look at that are not gender specific. And one of them is prolonged steroid use. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Prolonged steroid use is a common risk factor for the development of osteoporosis, regardless of your gender. And so if somebody's been on a steroid for a prolonged period of time, which could even be something as simple as an asthma medication, that would be a risk factor.
Right. And other risk factors, a low body weight. So being excessively skinny isn't always in your favor, because you can imagine a little more weight, you load your bones more. Excessive caffeine take, tobacco use, any kind of tobacco, low physical activity, a family history of osteoporosis. You know, you can stack up a bunch of risk factors pretty quickly in either gender.
Right. Yeah. And family history is pretty significant. I believe it can be anywhere from 50 to 60% of your bone makeup. And we know that, interestingly, people who are of Scandinavian descent, Norwegian descent, loosely have a lower bone mineral density historically, and that's probably due to their lack of vitamin D exposure from living in that climate.
Hmm. Mark Goodlaw calling. You can join in too, 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. We had a listener call in on a different segment and ask whether or not trail running would be better on the joints and the body in general. So trail running as opposed to running on pavement or whatever.
In general, I would say yes. Because the impact on a packed dirt trail is going to be lower than on pavement. They did these studies, believe it or not, in sheep, and they had sheep walk on pavement or walk on dirt, and those who walked on dirt had less osteoarthritis, not to be confused with osteoporosis. So it's better on your joints. The in terms of odd forces, you know, chances are you're not running as straight as you might be on pavement. So you might be zigzagging a little. You might be hopping over a tree stump or a tree root or something else in your path. So I would give trail running a thumbs up. How about you, Jill?
Absolutely. The biggest thing is, for all those reasons Lori said, the biggest thing is I wouldn't go straight from one to the other. So I would transition a little bit, because you are going to be loading your joints a little bit differently, as Lori mentioned, especially if you're going to be doing the zigzagging, kind of your ankle's going to land at a different angle, things like that. So I would make that transition into that new environment very slowly. I wouldn't just run 1 week on pavement and then immediately go to the next week and go trail running. So introduce that new variable slowly.
And that's true of any activity.
Correct.
You can be very fit and be a great cyclist, but if you switch to running, you will hurt.
Yeah, you will indeed. Yeah, we have someone wondering about what are things you can do to prevent bone loss and increase bone density.
Well, I think we've talked about some of those things, is the odd impact or constantly changing the type of impact you put on your bone. So not just walking forward, but moving in all different directions, moving at diagonals, things like that from an exercise perspective are going to be very good for you. With regards to vitamin D, the biggest challenge with vitamin D is when we put on sunscreen, which we need to do to prevent skin cancer, it blocks between 95 and 97% of the rays that help you develop vitamin D. So although the sun is great for you, we need to wear that sunblock. And so there are many people who feel that this is a place where you may need to supplement, is with a vitamin D supplementation. So we usually like to try and get everything we can through diet. And the reality of it is, between diet and sunlight, you just may not be able to get enough vitamin D. So this is a place where you might consider supplementation. You certainly want to speak with your physician prior to just adding a vitamin D to your dosage or to your diet.
Yeah. What about
and also adding, as Jill spoke about those odd forces, you can also introduce different forces by changing the speed of what you do. So if you're always walking or moving constantly at the same speed, think about introducing what we like to call fartlek, which is one of my favorite words on the planet. And it is Swedish. It means speed play. And they use it a lot in track conditioning. And that is you do speed play. So if you think about, for example, you're walking a block, you start out walking that block at your usual speed, and then you gradually ramp up and increase speed until you're kind of halfway through the block and you're briskly walking, and then you slow back down again. It's good for your muscles as well because it recruits different muscle fibers because muscle fibers are specific to the speed at which you are moving. So just introducing changes in speed is helpful as well.
Yeah, I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that kind of training regimen also helps with weight reduction.
Well, as you increase the speed, it's going to increase the workload. And so, yes, it could help with weight loss because you're burning more calories as you're moving at that increased speed. And you're recruiting more muscle fibers. Muscle fibers require ATP or energy. So logically, I would say yes.
And the other thing we know is that if you always work out at the same rate, the same intensity, that your VO2 will over time, or your maximal oxygen consumption will slowly decline, which I think would also carry over, Lori, into caloric burning later. So it's people call it muscle confusion or muscle memory or changing things up with your muscles, but you, with your cardiovascular system, your muscles, your bones, your joints, it's good to do all those things.
Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, our guests today here on the Ideas Network during our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Jill Nadeau back with us as well. We're here to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one. And we'll talk some more about that right after this. So happy to have you listening in on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau for the moment to help talk about how you can support Wisconsin Public Radio. Support from people like you is the largest piece of funding for our WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match.
We do. It's in effect right now. It's from current members, including a member in Duluth, Minnesota. So that means that your gift of $50 turns into $100. $100 turns into $200 and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We talk about aches and pains and sprains and strains once a month on the show with our two guests, Lori Tyne Brody and Jill Tyne Nissenbaum. And I think it's one of the reasons why so many people support us here on the Ideas Network. I think we've enriched people's lives. It's a unique thing, I think, to Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's also unique that we're listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And think about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, takeout. Well, it all adds up, and it's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine as well. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day, maybe. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support during this fall member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
However you choose to give, thank you so much. Your support is powerful. And today there's still something more that you can do to help. Encourage a friend to join Wisconsin Public Radio. Tell them what it's all about.
Spread the love. Tell your friends. Yeah, tell your friends and family that you support WPR and you might inspire them to do the same thing. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and how's our match going?
Our match is going pretty well. It's still in effect, remember, and we need about $1,500 more that we can match. We have that much more money that we can add to what people have already given. So plenty of room. So take advantage of that. Right now, you can support WPR and your money will go twice as far.
As an added bonus, we're supporting the programs you love. Your donation enters you to win $1,000 to spend on bikes or cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, if you're a sustainer making ongoing monthly gift, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up. Monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs that you love.
Your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference. Just go now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks for your contribution. If you've already contributed, if you haven't, do it right now. Taking a look at physical therapy issues on the program today, Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum and Lori Tyne-Brody. Jill, an associate professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW-Madison. Lori is a physical therapist and an athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. We've zeroed in a bit on osteoporosis and how it relates to health, your health and exercise. And Dennis in Milwaukee is up with a question, so let's go there. Dennis, hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. I just had a question. I'm 77, and I'm just wondering if there was a cutoff date of age where you really shouldn't run anymore.
Well, first of all, that's a great question, mm-hmm. and I would never base it on age.
I would base it
more on ability, on muscle strength, muscle mass, balance, cardiovascular, etc. So, no, I don't think there is, nor do I think there's an age where it's too late to start a running program if you've had some clearance from your physician. Lori, what do you think?
Totally agree. It is not an age issue. So if you have been running, have you been running, Dennis? You're a runner?
No, I'm not a runner.
So are you asking for a friend?
what I'm concerned me is that I knew a friend at the gym, and he was in his 90s, but he needed knee surgery, but he couldn't get it because he was too old. And he always told me, he says, don't ever be a runner.
So No. Disagree. So, you know, being in his 90s, that, you know, it was other risk factors that, that, you know, prevented him from having surgery. But if people who are unable to run into old age will self-select
out. Right. They'll stop.
Right. So the problem with all of the research on runners and knee problems and this and that, they're all so tainted because the people who are unable to run successfully self-selected out of those research groups. All the people that are left are the ones who were successful. So absolutely, you can run. If you've been a lifelong runner, you may continue to run. I would say, again, as we talked about it, relative to osteoporosis, to mix it up. Relative to osteoarthritis, I would also say mix it up. You need to mix it with strengthening exercises. I would mix it with cycling and other kinds of activities. You're going to get in the most trouble if you do the same activity over and over, day in and day out. So potentially, this friend of yours ran and only ran. And, you know, whether or not those people have worse knees, who knows, because there's such a large genetic component. If you're knock-kneed, if you're bowed-legged, if you're overweight, the kind of connective tissue your parents gave you, there's so many variables that to make these broad statements of, oh, if you run, your knees will wear out. Those are just absolutely false.
Right. There's some fascinating studies because it's all about load, right? We're talking about load on your knees. And so there's some fascinating studies looking at runners and then looking at patients who are obese because they put load through their knees as well, correct? And if you scientifically mirror or match the load, that there's no correlation between the running in and of itself causing the osteoarthritis in a knee. There's other factors that can go into it, like Lori said, but no, there's people who run well into their 90s and do just perfectly fine.
There you go, Dennis. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in too, 800-642-1234. Let's turn to Chris in Milwaukee next. Hi, Chris.
Oh, boy. Good morning. I have a real problem because I am 90 years old. I have severe osteoporosis, but I cracked two ribs. And wow. So I go to water therapy, torture I call it, every day. And I go on the treadmill and then I go into the hot tub. But I don't know really what to do. At night I put a hot pad on my shoulders and a cold pad on my chest. And it's no fun. But before you answer my question, Larry, don't you ever, ever, ever quit, because you are one of the only memories I have. I've watched and listened to WHA since I was 6 years old, going to a rural school outside of the Dells. And Professor Gordon and Schwabach were my heroes. And we used to go on boat trips and end up at your house for pie. You just can't quit. And I want to donate a little bit of money, but I just don't ever, ever quit. I taught for 60 years, and I wish I'd kept on, because then I wouldn't be feeling so miserable and sorry for myself.
What did you teach, Chris?
Which decade?
Your choice.
Well, I taught at Robert Gard's First Community Theater. I taught it in Fox Point. I taught at University School. I taught at UW. I taught at UWM. I taught on television for, 11 years. And then when I needed the third facelift, I went to radio.
Oh, Chris, it's a pleasure to hear your voice. And I appreciate your comments as well. Thank you very much. And here is Chris with a couple of cracked ribs,
right, heat right. On
one side, cold on the other.
So, Chris, have you seen anyone in physical therapy to get guidance on how to manage this?
Well, no, not really. I finally called my doctor, and I haven't told my son because he would be furious with me, because he said, Mom, you can't go standing up on the sofa and pounding nails on the wall. You can't keep doing those things.
Oh, man. Well,
that sounds like our grandma who used to stand on the ottoman and dust the curtain rods before a cleaning lady came because she didn't want to see the dirt. Yeah,
exactly. At least you didn't fall out of a tree with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say, you know, see somebody in physical therapy, even for a couple of visits, to get going. They'll probably want to give you some strengthening around your rib cage and your upper back, because those are the areas, some of the areas that are really prone to fractures. And they want to probably want to give you some things to make sure that you maintain the bone density that you have, to strengthen the muscle attachments to those bones, because as muscles pull on bones, it also helps to strengthen the bones. So that's partly how strengthening exercises work. And they can probably give you some other ideas for pain relief. I'm very happy that you're in the pool, but because I love the pool, but I'm even happier that you're on the treadmill.
Right.
Because sometimes people who have osteoporosis get sent to the pool, which is great because they need to reduce some loads as they heal, but you have to get back to a gravity environment if you have osteoporosis, because the pool unweights you too much.
Right. So it's that delicate balance between unweighting enough or doing some things in the pool to manage pain and healing, yet having Chris do something weight-bearing, i.e. the treadmill, to increase load. There's a physical therapist in Madison who teaches, it's called Ballroom Basics for Balance, and it works on multi-planar movement with balance, in the elderly, and bone mineral density and all of those things. So if when you're better, Chris, and kind of moving well, if you could find some sort of course or class or something like that where you are, I think that would be a great strategy for you. And again, as Lori said, reaching out to a physical therapist to help them make recommendations for what's appropriate for you would be ideal.
And Chris, thank you so much for calling and for your fine comments. I so remember the boat ride and the pie afterwards. Thank you so much. One of the great pie makers, by the way, is Jill Nadeau. And once in a while, she would bring some pie into the office. And here she is again. She doesn't have any pie, but she's got some good messages for you. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics that enhance your life every day, like today's show with our favorite physical therapists who are here to help you. Your support makes that happen, because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for our program. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we had that dollar-for-dollar match in effect, which was $4,500 from current members, including a member in Duluth, Minnesota. And guess what, Larry? We made it. Woo!
Oh, I haven't been looking at this. Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Yep, according to Jane, who's on top of these things, we definitely did make it. So thank you all so, so much. We really appreciate that. And I wish I could make pies for all of you.
Well, I tell you what, you can't take advantage of that anymore, but you can certainly take advantage of supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Shows like this one, it was so great to hear Chris, and a lot of people have been benefited, from this program and the other programs that you hear. How has your life been enriched by the Ideas Network, by this particular program? I think we're kind of unique, and we are listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And if you choose $12 a month or more, you can get our first ever WPR puzzle. And with it, you can piece together Wisconsin symbols in the night sky, from our state bird, which is the robin, to our state tree, which is the sugar maple.
Sugar maple.
Yeah, I figured you'd know those, Larry. Ask for your WPR puzzle at WPR.org, or you can call 800-202-2552.
888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see.
If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And, unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Your support today of WPR keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And your contribution might be $10 a month, might be $100 a month, whatever it is, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for your WPR puzzle. Piece together this circular jigsaw and reveal the night sky with a Wisconsin twist. It is so cool. I made sure I put my request in right away. It's yours when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, and it's round or circular.
It's circular.
I love that idea. And I haven't given my, you know, I always talk myself into donating every time we have a fund drive. And I'm putting in another 12 bucks a month to get a copy of that. Well, I'll tell you what, a $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 33 cents a day. That's a great value. Make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you'll get a lot more in return than even you bargained for. So do it right now. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back. I'm Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau for the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network, taking a look at physical therapy kinds of issues. Today, we've zeroed in a little on osteoporosis with our two guests, Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum, who is an associate professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW-Madison, and also Lori Tyne-Brody, physical therapist and an athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Questions, join in at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's take a call. Leslie in Eau Claire will give you a chance. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. This is a very timely program. I have osteopenia, and I was told by my doctor last fall to increase my calcium content and exercise. My husband and I are avid walkers and bikers, so I couldn't do any more exercise than I already doing. I fit that profile. I'm thin. I'm of Scandinavian background. And so I've been doing things that she said and drinking a lot of milk and dairy products. The last couple of weeks, I've kind of zeroed in that the milk is causing constipation. And so I'm wondering if you have any information as to alternative milks, the soy or the almond, that might be better. Or yogurt is good. I love yogurt, so I include that in my diet. So I'm just kind of at that point. I don't know. I don't want to give up the milk. I love milk. So just wondering if you have any ideas.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of things right. It sounds like you're exercising quite a bit with the biking and the walking. One thing I will tell you, unfortunately, and I don't want to discourage you from biking, because biking is a great activity for your joints. It doesn't do a lot to build bone.
Right.
And so it's great for your joints because it lubricates them wonderfully, but there's really no load to it. So it's a nice exercise, probably not great for your osteopenia. And as Lori mentioned earlier, the walking is wonderful, but it's only loading your bone in one specific way. So to do something where you would load your bone differently would be my first suggestion with regards to the exercise. Lori, would you agree?
Yes, and you said that you don't have room for any more exercise. I would strongly, heavily, forcefully encourage you to consider weightlifting. Yes.
Yeah.
That it doesn't take very long. And Jill, I'm going to turn it back to you in a minute to talk about your weightlifting study.
Yeah.
But back to the nutrition piece. Almond milk has more calcium than soy milk. It would be worthwhile to have a visit with a registered dietitian who can give you lots of information in a visit on how to manage your nutrition, potentially keeping some, you know, regular cow milk, or if you can tolerate yogurt, yogurt's fabulous, both for the protein content as well as calcium. But if you're going to have to give up a milk, I would choose almond over soy. And as Jill said, I agree with the biking for weight bearing, although depending upon the kind of bike, you could be doing some weight bearing on your upper extremities, which would be useful, and it's really good for your joints. So in the category of you know, weight bearing activity for your bones, if you develop osteoarthritis and can't walk, then it's a double whammy. So I would say it's still okay to continue biking so that your joints are healthy enough to walk, but I would add weightlifting. Jill?
Yeah, I completely agree. And the study that Lori is referring to is a study that we did here in Madison, actually in Middleton. We looked at girls in the two middle schools, and some of them did resistance training. During gym class, they only did between 8 to 11 minutes of resistance training. The other school did no resistance training. The units they did were the same. So basketball, volleyball, whatever, just one school did 8 to 11 minutes of resistance training. And by resistance training, we mean they used body weight. They used bands, very light dumbbells, things like that. Not heavy, heavy weights, but what they did is they moved in different directions with that weight or that load. So they added a rotation or a twist, or they lunged to the side instead of lunging forward. And they did that for 2 years, either 2 days a week, 1 week, or 3 days a week the next week. So basically 2.5 days a week. And we followed these girls longitudinally till they got to be juniors in high school. And what we found is even after we took away the stimulus in seventh grade, those that did it during sixth and seventh grade years maintained their increase in bone mineral density till the end of their sophomore year of high school. And so it's not a lot of load, it's just loading it differently. So like we talked about, it's not just doing a bicep curl, but it's maybe doing a bicep curl with a little bit of a twist at your waist. Or when you step out, don't step straight ahead, but step at a little bit of a diagonal with those weights. So it doesn't have to be heavy load, and it doesn't have to be every single day, but just using those bones and those muscles a little bit differently, I think will help you. And I wholeheartedly agree with Lori's comment about seeing a registered dietitian or a nutritionist. One of the things that's interesting is that your body can only absorb, I believe it's 500 milligrams of calcium every few hours. So you need to sprinkle your dairy throughout your day. So just keep that in mind as well. You can't just have it all in the morning and be done with it because of it has something to do with absorption. And so you have to kind of sprinkle it throughout the day. So that's why having a glass of milk at every meal is actually ideal because it spaces it out appropriately.
And I also think that vitamin C interferes with calcium absorption. So you have to watch what you eat together, which is where a registered dietitian would really help with those kinds of details that are slightly fuzzy in my head.
Exactly. And products that are fortified with vitamin D, because vitamin D helps with calcium absorption. So you want to have vitamin D, avoid vitamin C, I think, like Lori said. And so they'll help you find foods and materials that are foods. I guess you're not going to eat material. Foods that are fortified with vitamin D.
All right. There you go, Leslie. Thank you so much for calling. You can join in too, by the way, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. We'll get you on pretty quickly. A listener emailed in with a question, and this also relates to osteopenia. They have osteopenia, just now going off estrogen at age 70, has been working. I've been running 3 miles twice a week. Would lifting weights through Strong Seniors and yoga with Dr. Fishman's 12 poses designed for osteoporosis make up the difference of not changing directions while running?
It's hard to say if it will make up the difference, but it would help. So I don't know that there's any statistics to say you need to do X amount of this to offset this, but I would strongly encourage everything they said. I wholeheartedly agree with adding those things to your team would be wonderful, not only for osteoporosis or osteopenia, but also for muscle strengthening and also balance, frankly.
Yep, they're all good. And one of the things that we keep beating across the lifetime is variety. Variety in your program, doing different things, different speeds, different movements, things that engage your vision, you know, being able to see for long distances, you know, not just staring at a screen on your bike or whatever, but just having variety. So that variety that was described with the running, the yoga, and the weightlifting would be a great mix.
What's that strong? Do you know anything about the Strong Seniors program, the weightlifting?
Well, there's many organizations in the area, from the Madison MSCR programs, the YMCA, often have a weightlifting program designed specifically for seniors. Here at Research Park, prior to COVID, when we were open, had programs for the elderly. So many organizations will host those kinds of exercise programs specifically for people with that. In Madison, there's also an exercise program specifically for people with Parkinson's to work on balance and movement and so on. So most communities have some of those specialized programs.
I wonder if, you know, now the fact that we can't be, you know, it's tough to be in those programs, obviously because of the COVID. What could we do at home, or what could we have at home, and maybe for not a lot of money, that will help accomplish the same goal?
Right. Well, you know, you heard when COVID first hit that you couldn't buy a dumbbell to save your life because everybody was using them at home. So things that are relatively inexpensive, there are many things that you can use around your house. So for upper extremity weights, starting with something as simple as a few soup cans out of your pantry, using milk jugs filled with like half full of water, something like that, those make really nice resistances. You can hold them in your arms while you're doing lower extremity things such as squats to increase load with that. You can purchase relatively inexpensive bands that will provide resistance as well. But before you do that, I would probably dig through my pantry. There's probably a lot of things there you could use for resistance.
So the one word of caution about using soup cans is that large grip can give people tennis elbow. So what I often recommend is that you take that soup can and you put it in a sock.
Yep.
Where you can have a smaller grip, which may work better. But yeah, so the resistive bands and body weights. And also there are a number of facilities. For example, here at Research Park, our fitness center staff has put together virtual exercise classes. I have many patients who are doing yoga classes virtually through various organizations. So I would seek my community to see who is doing things virtually. It gives you that connection with an instructor leading it, giving you some verbal cues. Maybe you can see, you know, your friends and neighbors in a Zoom class or something like that, doing that at home. And it also gives you some structure. Because I know for me, it's like, oh, well, I'm gonna go, you know, sweep the kitchen floor first. And next thing you know, the day is gone and you don't feel like exercising. If you have a class at 10 a.m., it's like, you know, you have to be in class at 10 a.m.
It's accountability. And a lot of people need that.
And I've seen that there has been a huge uptick in that kind of activity, online activity. Some people have had very great success offering these programs.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So just make sure you have a dedicated space and a decent floor area where you can move around. If you have to get up and down off the floor, make sure you can get up and down off the floor.
And there's something close by to help you, a chair, an ottoman, something like that.
Yep, and keep your cell phone close by in case you need help or whatever. But yeah, have a dedicated space and do that. And then, I had somebody the other day say to me, well, when I go to my kitchen sink, I do 5 squats. Perfect. If you can build those kinds of activities, your toe raises, your squats, your sidestepping into things you already do during the day, then you're exercising throughout the day. And it just becomes habit, which is a really useful lifelong habit.
It is indeed. Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum and Lori Tyne-Brody are our guests today. Jill, an associate professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW-Madison. Lori Tyne-Brody, physical therapist and an athletic trainer at UW-Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Always great to have them along. Well, Jill Nadeau is one of those pickleball champions, and she gets a lot of work done on the pickleball court. And it's one way. You still got to be. Are you lifting your weights too, Jill?
Oh, absolutely! I'm doing it right now as we speak. Actually, I've got one. I'm going to grab it.
She's running to grab her weight. What have you got? Oh, you've got your own little dumbbell. Okay,
it's a 5-pounder, Larry. That's what I do between calls at home.
Well, I tell you what, she's fit as a fiddle. And we are almost financially fit as a fiddle as well, but we still need a little help. You count on the Ideas Network for great talk, and it's your gift, any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support, it is the largest source of funding for our WPR programs, and that's why your support is so important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
And if you've already renewed, or if you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, a huge, huge thank you. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers, well, they're the backbone of WPR, which is pretty appropriate since we're talking about physical therapy today. But thank you so much.
If you haven't given yet, you can join the thousands of other WPR members by donating. And how do you do it? Well, you go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552.
You name it, you've heard about it on the Ideas Network. The environment, finances, great books and recipes. It's a valuable service, a service worth supporting.
So make your contribution of 10 or 20 bucks a month or whatever amount you choose to support the Ideas Network programs you enjoy. It's your chance to make the programs possible. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And this member drive, we have an exciting drawing for $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. No contribution is necessary. You can see all the details if you go to WPR.org/drawing. But better yet, you're automatically entered, well, except for Larry and I because we work here, but yeah. When you make a donation of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Certainly, it's been fun talking with our physical therapists, and we know that physical exercise is an important part of staying healthy, and so is mental exercise. Getting your daily mental workout is easy when you listen to WPR.
Absolutely, and it keeps your brain in great shape, and that's worth your support. Your gift, any amount, helps pay for the programs, and it keeps you and WPR healthy. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you've never given to WPR before. Today you can find out how good it feels.
And it feels great. right? It feels great because you'll be supporting something you love, something you use, and something you rely on every day. And because the largest source of funding for WPR comes from listeners like you, you can know that your donation truly makes a difference. So make your first ever gift of $100 or $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I became a member of Wisconsin Public Radio after listening to the different pledge drives that happen each year. For a long time, I thought, oh, during the pledge drives, other people will give. And then I started realizing, well, wait, I listen to WPR every single day. So that was kind of my light bulb moment of realizing, oh, I should be chipping in.
We're listener-supported radio. That means we count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Go to WPR.org and click Donate.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listeners support the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support during our member drive is so important. And your gift might be $10 a month, might be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the programs and stories that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for cable, maybe your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it like the other things that are so important to you. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And you love WPR because it's your source for intelligent radio. And there are costs associated with this quality. That's where you come in. Your support is so important.
Making a gift, it's quick, it's easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. And your contribution of any amount, say 10 or 20 bucks a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes WPR possible.
That's correct. Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but it's your continued support that keeps WPR going.
Yeah, if it's been a while since you donated, this is a perfect time to renew at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We'll be glad to have you back.
Yes, we will. And it's so simple because you make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs that you love, you could win $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear. Yeah, at Wheel and Sprocket. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Sustainers, those of you making the ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered, so no need to worry about that.
Absolutely. And if you're not a sustainer, we'll become one right now. It's easy to set up. It's monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during every member drive.
Natalie in Janesville says she starts every day with WPR. I hear stories that make me laugh, stories that make me cry, and stories that spark my curiosity. Lori from Madison says, I love the comforting, kind way WPR keeps me up to speed on what's going on. Your gift is very, very powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you haven't given yet, now is the perfect time during this program. Give us a little support now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller. with Jill Nanot. Thank you so much for listening and contributing.